The fishing season is right around the corner, and here's some good news, because we all support our local food bank and have done such a great job as the need has grown, that we are fishing for support on behalf of the food bank because they are expanding, they are growing, so that they no longer have to burn all that gas to take food down to the Southern Peninsula. They are going to have a food bank right there at Anchor Point. I'm talking with Lily Murray, who is in charge of development, the director of development, so this is probably right on you as doing a good job, isn't it, Lily?
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're so excited to be working with the Anchor Point Food Pantry and getting them in a permanent building down there in Anchor Point, so that not only can we serve the people there, but we can hopefully make that a hub and a storage facility eventually to be able to keep food down there for a longer period of time.
And as we mentioned many times when we're talking about our school district, is the peninsula, basically what you serve, is the size of West Virginia, the whole state. And I imagine there are a lot more locations for food banks in a state like West Virginia, and we have one location here on the peninsula.
Right, that's right. We have to partner with so many different other organizations to be able to get food out to all these smaller communities. We partner with churches, with food pantries, even with healthcare organizations like the Kenaitse Indian Tribes Denaina Wellness Center or the Tyonic. I think they have a clinic over there that we also give food to, and they distribute food to their people down there.
Which is one of the successes of the food bank, is doing that networking and not just trying to do it on their own, because the whole community cares about people who are hungry. Now, you also, it's going to be located at the Anchor Point VFW, and you're looking for some matching funds. So you got a dinner coming up here in April on the 27th. Tell me about that.
Yep, that's right. So we are calling it the Fishing for Support Fundraiser and Dinner. We're trying to catch $5,000 to match a grant from Siri for the new facility down there. We want to also be able to educate people on what the plan is. Right now, there's a plan in works to hopefully get a prefabricated building put up down there so that we can actually start serving out of there this year. It's really, really important that we get this done, because right now, the Anchor Point Food Pantry is operating out of a tiny, tiny former clinic. And it's been great. We're so grateful for that space, but we've outgrown it. As of last month, there were almost 200 people served on one day. So you can see that we're growing, and
pretty huge need.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have a huge need down there.
Okay, now you got a $5,000 match from Siri. That would give you $10,000, and that doesn't sound anywhere near the budget to accomplish what you're trying to do.
Well, we also have an infrastructure grant, so we're kind of building on top of that, and so we have this $10,000 that we're trying to raise to kind of get us to the finish line.
So there are other people who have supported the food bank in the past. If they would like to make a special donation to help this expansion go, are you looking for more than the $10,000 in order to get this up and operating, maybe even this year?
Oh, absolutely. The more, the better. The more that we are able to receive, the more we're going to be able to do with the building.
Okay, now you've got a dinner going on, and I'm looking at the poster here. It says $5 per person or $10 for a family. You don't raise much money that way.
Right. So we're also going to have our live auctions and silent auctions. And then we are also going to be having a matching auction. So our auctioneer is going to say, all right, who wants to donate $1,000? People will raise their hands and we'll get to that $5,000 in matching.
Cool. Now, if somebody has something they would like to donate to that auction or in the way of in-kind services, is that also available?
Oh, absolutely. We would love that. If you would like to donate, please call 907-299-8437 or visit their website at anchorpointfoodpantry.org.
Now you come back and talk to me after the event, Lily, so that we can let people know how it went and the success and what the need is as we go on.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll look forward to it. Lily Murray is in charge of development of our local food bank. She's doing a great job. It looks like they're going to have a new Anchor Point VFW down there in Anchor Point. If you attend the April 27th banquet down there, or if not, you can always just bring out the checkbook or give them a credit card, right?
Yep, that's right.
Someplace they can go online to do that?
Yes. So if you go to anchorpointfoodpantry.org, it's right there on the homepage.
Meryl Sikorski with Lily Murray, returning you to that fish on sound of KSRM.